It's great, you know, especially the way I've been kicking in practice and pregame warm-ups. You know, I don't miss very often in preseason. That, you know, that's what happened. But then now we're just starting to experience a few misses here and there. So it's just things that, you know, you constantly have to battle being a kicker. That's going to be ups and downs, and you just it's all about the next kick. So it really shows your you know, the kind of person you are when the way you approach the next kick. So that's what I have in mind right now, is just, you know, focusing on the next opportunity.
How much is technique? How much is it, you know, all in your head? I mean, how do you not lose confidence or let it get to you? I mean, I imagine it's kind of like a golfer. You know what I mean? Is that a fair comparison?
I think it's just having a short memory. You know, whatever happens in the past, a make or a miss, you just have to, you know, watch film, see what you did, and then move on to the next kick. So I think with the new you know, experience of me playing in the NFL, you know, it's a little bit rushed. You know, from the time coach called field goal, and for me kicking the ball, I felt like I was going too fast, you know, kind of the adrenaline. So I watched film on other kickers and see what they do, kind of trying to learn from their routine, and I just learned that I need to slow my pace down and kind of just look at the uprights and take a deep breath, just take my time, not so much get caught in the situation that I'm rushing myself and then ultimately rushing the kick. So there's no need for that, and so it's a few things that I'm learning.
Okay.
So you're going to see your buddy Caleb this weekend. I mean, does that give you a little comfort? You can kind of compare notes with him, and I mean, he was kind of your mentor.
Right. It's always fun to have a chance to get together, and we've never played against each other in high school or in college, so we're very excited to see each other. And every off season since I started kicking back in high school, we've trained together, so it's always a good atmosphere, you know, competing against each other, so it'll be fun seeing him.
Is he gonna really want to help you though this week?
Probably not much, but it's always good to, you know, have a friend and be on the field with a friend. So yeah. It's a different atmosphere.
And how much of your family is gonna be here? What have you heard? How have you gotten tickets and all that arrangements?
There's gonna be a bunch of people there. My family from Brazil. Only my mom and my sister from Brazil, but family from St. Augustine. So it'll be a good crowd there.
Are you a super, like, scientific kicker in your approach? Do you break down every part of the kick, or are you just kind of a rhythm guy?
A rhythm guy, yeah. I like to be consistent with my steps and approach. And so it's just when it comes down to it's time to kick a field goal in the game, you just don't go out of your routine. And I think that's what I've done, is just going too fast to the field. And I remember Dustin Colquitt, our holder, he told me when I got the kickoff, the second field goal, we had about 17 seconds on the play clock. So it's, I mean, 17 seconds that I could be, you know, taking my time. So there's no need to rush the field goal attempt.
That's gonna be hard not to get excited, you know, and get out there and rush.
Yeah, and that's where you kind of lose it in a little bit, because it's your time to kick. So you want to go out to the field, but you also have to be aware that, you know, rushing yourself is not going to help. So just take your time. There's plenty of time on the clock, unless it's a fast field goal, but we haven't experienced that yet.